No, public events are planned by the White House to commemorate today's 10th anniversary of the war in Afghanistan. Yesterday, hundreds of Afghans marched peacefully in the capital, Kabul, demanding the immediate withdrawal of foreign military forces. But on most Afghans' minds, getting on with life. A scene from a new documentary in which Afghan women shovel seeds into wheelbarrows. In another film, men break rocks to build a clinic so the women in their village don't have to travel to give birth. Filmmaker Michael Sheridan put cameras in the hands of Afghans and gave them training to make films about their lives. The result is an unprecedented, intimate look at Afghan life, with exchanges no outsider has been privy to before. 10 short films, together called The Fruit of Our Labor. They're in Afghan dialect with captions. You can find them at herenow.org. As Michael Sheridan joins us, welcome.
Thanks very much.
Talk to us about some of the things people do, the scenes we see in one film. A woman goes door to door to encourage families to send their girls to school. And I found myself thinking, oh, any second now there's going to be some violence or something because she's doing this thing. But no, it's just the everyday,
It's the problem solving which goes on in every town, every village around the world. We often don't think about it very much within Afghanistan, about the fact that Afghans are trying to do the same thing. I mean, 28 million of them are trying to get on with their lives in an everyday fashion. And Haseeb did a magical job, the filmmaker who took that on, of just giving us this view of one mother in one village going door to door to try and get people to come to a meeting to talk about the exam period and some issues where girls aren't coming to school. And I, too, when I saw it, was quite amazed.
I kept thinking, someone's going to kill her.
Yeah, right. And it's magical also how she lifts the burqa and then drops the burqa, lifts the burqa, drops the burqa, as she moves from the public space into the private spaces of these people's homes. In some ways, we've developed too extreme a notion about what goes on in everyday Afghan life. And that woman is a great example of perseverance, but just getting on with it.
Well, and I know mothers here who are working.
Yeah, exactly.
And you kind of would feel that. It would be both foreign and familiar at the same time.
Exactly.
On the other hand, in another film, women are doing very hard labor alongside men. They're filling up wheelbarrows, and they're being called prostitutes.
It's basically a cash-for-work site where the women are filling seedling bags.
And shoveling it.
Wheelbarrows, moving it around. It's hard physical work, absolutely. And I started to pick up that there was a lot of tension, cultural issues, ethnic issues, and I started to realize it was kind of like a Chekhov play, where you go through the whole play and really nothing has happened, but my God, you've experienced an incredible amount about the culture and place and point of history. Constantly there's laughter, there's people telling jokes. Then you also cut into these conversations about who's going to get hired in the next round and why not. And then you start to pick up on the ethnic conflict.
Here's some of the exchanges. One woman saying, we shouldn't be ashamed of this work. We're all trying to make a living. And then they're fighting over who really needs the job. You have a husband. This is for widows. Here's another one. The man who calls a woman a prostitute, he gets angry. She cries. Are we all prostitutes?
The prostitute issue comes up, unfortunately, fairly commonly in Afghanistan, where women are being accused of not being whole. And here you have the woman who's agreed to be the main character, who one of the overseers, it seems, has accused of being a prostitute just for having agreed to be in front of a camera, which is another interesting issue. People love watching TV shows in Afghanistan. They absolutely love their soap operas, but it's completely unacceptable for one of your family members, certainly your women, to be in those soap operas.
Well, and they don't have documentaries.
Yeah. Understandably, to a certain extent, you know, when you come out of such troubles, and of course, 10 years ago, there wasn't any television. I mean, there was one TV station primarily for Mullah Omar and his prayer sessions, but there wasn't any television. Now there's something like 35 television stations, and they're playing almost all of them Bollywood-style soap operas day in, day out. And understandably, I mean, I've experienced this in other cultures where you've gone through hell, basically. It's not like you want to get involved in the troubles of the times while you're watching television if you already are living in the troubled times. But for community-supported film, one of our real interests is to try and help expand the understanding of the importance of good reporting, storytelling, and revealing what's really going on.
In at least two of them, you just see people living. In one, a young mother is trying to take care of her children, also be a teacher, and take care of her elderly mother. She just is constantly moving around late to everything, just like a single working mom here. And in another, a banana vendor is trying to dodge the police and just sell the darn bananas and go back and get another load and warm his hands. And they're just working.
And Searching for a Path, this last one you mentioned, Reza Sahel's film on the banana seller, is again one person's attempt to get through the day, make enough living for his family. You know, he has this huge debt from having gotten married. It's going to take him so long to pay off that debt that his hopes for his children, you know, are really constrained by so many of these realities of the economy. I mean, our mission here was to look at the very basic economic and social development issues and try and put it into the picture of how we normally understand a war.
Yeah, because you don't see the war.
Yeah, you don't see the war. And if you live in Afghanistan, for the most part, you don't see the war, right? I mean, it is an insurgency. So for most Afghans, they live with the fear of what could happen, with all the trauma of what has happened. But for many, the daily life is not one of a battlefront.
It's more about people lining up to bring their own flour or dough to a bakery that then bakes it for them,
right.
And they pay them for that because they can't afford an oven. Do you know, though, how they've reacted to this, this sense of, wow, my baking bread has merited a big screen treatment?
Their reaction is one of, wow, that's kind of boring.
Right.
And for many Afghans, of course, you know, this, you show them baking bread and they're like,
this is a movie?
What's that? Why would you film that? And trying to help them understand, you know, what the value of the everyday is an interesting conversation. And what's very interesting is the people keep asking you, well, where did you get those actors and actresses? And when you try and convince them that these are actually real people, real situations, they have a very hard time understanding it because they haven't experienced the documentary. And in some of cases, we had to be fairly careful to make sure that the films were only seen within a fairly controlled environment. You know, some of these films get into fairly risky territory. You know, in Death to the Camera, at the end, the women are joking around screaming death to this warlord and death to that warlord and death to the other warlord. And then they're making jokes about Karzai. So, you know, there are some sensitivities in terms of showing it. But for the most part, people were intrigued by the films, but for very different reasons than you would expect. In many cases, because the films show positive situations. Like a number of the films talk about this Afghan program called the National Solidarity Program, run and implemented by the Afghan government, and is the most successful development program in Afghanistan, and is really a model for other parts of the world at this point in terms of real locally owned and implemented successful small-scale development. I mean, it's gone on now in 47,000 villages across the country. And for most Afghans, in a world in which conspiracy theories, pessimism, rule the day in terms of what is information, seeing these kind of things, we got into incredible discussions about, well, where is that going on? How is it happening? Who's doing it? And how can I get it in my community?
Building clinics for pregnant women, schools, things like that.
Irrigation systems
and
really the water film.
You could show that it really is happening.
It is happening.
Michael, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Filmmaker Michael Sheridan. He gave Afghans cameras so they could document their own lives. You can find the results, The Fruit of Our Labor, at hereandnow.org. Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Have a great weekend, and please join us again here and now.